It's Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tim Wenger here for Randy Bushover and joined by my friend, my neighbor across the way here at Entercom Radio, Larry McGowan, President and CEO of Arbor Capital Management. Larry, welcome to the program.
Well, glad to be here.
And, I know you guys are over there and you're busy. I see people coming and going all the time and you're running in and running out and the staff. But tell me about Arbor Capital Management and the services you guys are offering.
Well, thanks, Tim. Arbor Capital Management, we're based, as you mentioned, right across the parkway here from you, your offices. We're based here in Amherst with three offices in Florida. We were founded 23 years ago by two trust officers from local banks. I'm one of them. To provide our clients with a high level of service and superior investment returns. Our goal is to outperform the market over a complete market cycle with a lower degree of risk. And Tim, we did just that. PSN, the largest database of investment managers, named Arbor Capital Management Manager of the Decade for the first decade of this millennium. Not because we had the highest returns, Tim, but the highest returns for the lowest level of risk. And that's what you're trying to accomplish.
And that, you know, a lot of places are trying to do the same thing. But obviously, you guys hang your hat on doing it differently and doing it effectively and, I guess, consistently.
We do that, Tim. And we try to, what we try to do is deliver a service to our clients that are what they were not getting in the past. And there's been so many changes in the industry over the last decade. There is a new paradigm for investing.
What do you mean by that, the whole new paradigm?
Well, this new paradigm is really an ever-changing, in our ever-changing society, it's really what we call pure asset management. Now, 20 years ago, Tim, most individual investors reached their investment goals by simply setting it and forgetting it. Unlike today, their main goal was retirement. Investors still invest for retirement, but their goals today include asset preservation, growth in income, liquidity. In today's financial environment, investment portfolios need to be managed. The financial landscape is just too complex and it needs to be navigated. A managed portfolio, as opposed to what we see today that's more popular, which is the passive investing, a managed portfolio provides more safety and growth during positive and negative market swings, like we saw back in February. It's fine if you just have passive, but you're going to have the effect of that negative swing. Because changes from what we do, changes need to be made at the point of need or opportunity, not weeks or months down the road when it's too late. Well, I'm happy to say that while pure asset management is a new paradigm for investing, we've been providing that to our clients for over 20 years.
And what kind of response do you get when you start talking pure asset management and you explain that to your clients and the people that your faithful people that are your clients and come back to you? What kind of responses are you getting?
Well, people really have I think really are amazed by what they hear from others compared to what they hear from us. For example, pure asset management is it's a philosophy. It's a process and a strategy that we created to help our clients meet those investment goals. For instance, our philosophy is to provide transparency. What do I mean by transparency? You know exactly what we're providing. There's no hidden agendas. There are no hidden fees. Everything is laid out up front. Our goal is then to provide excellent client communications, to let them clients know when things are happening. A high level of personal service. We do many things that most firms don't even think of getting into. And we have accountability. We are responsible for what we do. It's also a process. It's really getting the whole picture, Tim. We have an open dialogue with our prospective clients. We ask questions concerning their financial goals, their particular needs, and especially their time horizon. We actively listen, paying special attention to what they want to accomplish, not what we want to accomplish. And then, of course, our strategy. We meet with our investment team. The team reviews what we've learned about our clients and their goals and objectives and concerns. And based on that information, the investment team develops a strategy that we believe will meet or exceed the client's investment criteria.
You mentioned something that is really interesting to me that sticks in my mind when you said, set it and forget it. You know, we all think of the chicken commercial, you know, for the rotisserie. You can't treat your money that way. Set it and forget it. Talk a little bit more about how you guard against that or how people should guard against that, if you could.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about setting and forgetting. Well, the way we look at it is portfolios should be rebalanced. And we always get that question, how often should it be rebalanced? Well, to us, rebalancing is a way to maintain the risk to expected reward ratio chosen for your investments. Today, fluctuations in the world economy, stock and bond markets can affect portfolios very quickly. They need to be monitored daily, not set and forget, adjusting that portfolio accordingly, especially if you're nearing retirement. You can't just set it and forget it anymore, Tim. For instance, we like to meet with our clients once or twice a year to determine if their goals, their time frame, or especially their life situation. Were they ill? Is there anything coming up? Has something happened in their life? Divorces happen frequently. Has that changed? Also, if there's any possible tax events on the horizon, but not to rebalance their portfolios. Tim, we do that every day.
And one thing that you do require of your clients is that they are participating in the process, right? I mean, they're an important part of what you do for them.
Well, it is. That's a great question because recently I was made aware of some studies that showed that people are reluctant to ask their financial professionals certain questions or even questions in general. There's a number of reasons stated why, but I think the main reason was they felt that their financial professional would think their question is uneducated or too simple. I remember thinking to myself, do clients ask us all the questions that they have? Questions are important, and although I believe our clients do ask all the questions, I've decided to make sure that everyone at Arbor Capital Management understands that it's imperative when we talk to our clients. It's got to be in a way that'll make our clients feel comfortable and at ease regardless of their situation. We understand the importance of questions and why questions are a valuable asset to investors' financial growth. But unanswered questions, Tim, are a detriment to it. We care about our clients, and we strive to create an environment where they are comfortable asking for help. And I think that is really, really important, and it definitely contributes to the success of the portfolio and to the client's overall well-being.
So technology it's changed, well, certainly changed everything I do in our industry, and I'm sure technology is impacting both your industry and it's probably impacting your interaction with your clients in the decisions that you're making. Talk about the impact of technology. You know, maybe there's a good side and a bad side. I'm not sure.
Well, today, you know, technology is making everything, of course, faster and easier. We all have a phone. We all have computers. They can get a hold of you anytime, anywhere, and everything's being run by a computer program. Let me answer that question with a true story that recently happened. A few days ago, I was having lunch with a friend of mine. His name is Charlie, and he's a pilot for a major airline. You know, I mentioned to Charlie that on a recent flight down to one of our Florida offices, a man was sitting next to me, and he said, you know, except for takeoff and landing, a pilot's job these days is really pretty simple. They just set it and forget it. I asked Charlie, is that really true? And he said, to some degree, it's true. Technology has made navigation easier and more accurate, but a pilot can't just set it and forget it. There's factors like wind and rain, turbulence, air traffic, etc., that affect staying on course. It's the pilot that makes those decisions and those course corrections during the flight to ensure that it reaches its destination safely and on time. I said, Charlie, that sounds very familiar to what we do. Investors today can't put their portfolio on automatic pilot. They need an asset manager, in essence, to pilot their portfolio. As an asset manager, we daily monitor factors like changes in the economy, fluctuations in the world and stock and bond markets, et cetera. Periodically, client life changes, as we talked about before. We adjust those client portfolios accordingly, as needed, to ensure that our clients reach their destination safely and on time.
Great analogy. It's interesting. I mean, really, it brings it home when you make that analogy to flying and planes. So cash, where does the old cash fit in? I mean, I hear people say that cash isn't really a necessary part of one's financial portfolio. Where does cash fit into the puzzle?
Well, Tim, you know, that's always a question that we get. And we believe that a percentage of investors' portfolio should be in cash, and here's why. Having a percentage of your portfolio in cash allows you to take advantage of short-term market opportunities. Cash allows your financial professional the flexibility in both good and bad markets, and that's really important. We also have, having to liquidate a current asset at possibly a loss should you need cash. I mean, this happens at our office every day. We get calls every single day from clients. We manage almost $1 billion here in assets right out of Buffalo, New York. And our clients are all over the United States, and they all have different needs. And, every day we're getting calls. You know, I need $10,000 for my daughter's, this or that. I'm buying a car. I need this. I need that. So, what we don't want to do is have to liquidate assets in a down market, because usually what will happen, Tim, the day you need money, that's the day that the market is down. You can almost guarantee that. So we really don't want to have that. So we always have at least, we're going to be anywhere from a full investment portfolio would be about 98% invested. And we'd like to have anywhere from 3 to 5%, however, in cash at any given time to make sure that our clients always have that cash available. We believe that every investor should check his or her account statement to make sure, is cash part of your portfolio? If not, ask your professional why not.
Interesting advice. Great advice as always, Larry. How do folks get a hold of you if we've piqued some interest there? And I'm sure we did.
Well, I'm hoping that we'd pique some interest.
You sure did
anyway,
mine.
Because I believe that people are not being served in the way we're serving, and that's why we've been able to grow to over $1 billion. As I said, my partner Jerry Cole and I started this business 23 years ago because we felt that we needed to. There was a need in this community, and so to get a hold of us, just simply call. Call us at 446-9111. That's 446-9111. And you can ask for me, you can ask for Dan, or you can ask for anyone in our office. We're always glad to help and set up an appointment. We do have some minimums. And so if you have $500,000 or more, you know where the place to call.
Larry, thanks so much.
446-9111.
Thank you so much for the advice and the input. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Larry, glad to be here.
Larry McGowan, President and CEO, Arbor Capital Management. It is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.